You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aden.
This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Let's play it one more time, shall we? This is, again, the Purple Project Podcast Weekly edition. The PBVD rolls on. We are in K-State Nation in October. Eddie Greer III, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. And before we get into postcast edition of volleyball, of course, what is it doing? Okay, finally. Yes, it's your first time listening to the podcast, all things K-State, Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you podcast. That means Spotify, iTunes, even some of our new listeners that we've been gaining here over the past few weeks or so. Thank you for giving us a listen here this afternoon or this evening, or making us your first listen on a Monday morning. Appreciate you guys for checking us out here today on the podcast as well. And yes, I'll have a recording. I do have a result on the big race, Boston Marathon, on that. That will be recorded tomorrow night with Alex Aden. That's going to be, I'm going to have that a special setup on that, so be out on look for that. That's gonna be tomorrow night. Cross country might be tomorrow as well. We'll see how that goes. Right now I'm recording at 2:30 Central Time, and K-State soccer, women's soccer at least, is making me look very stupid about my bowl prediction earlier. Alex might be getting on me about that, but another goose egg for K-State soccer. It might change after this recording, but right now they're trading 2-0 at home right here in Manhattan, Kansas, to Baylor Bears, folks, in soccer. So, again, the struggling drought continues there. Meanwhile, a surprising loss for K-State volleyball last night. We're back into the postcast now. 4-set loss for K-State against Cincinnati. This good thing, I had plans to go to this game, but something else came up, so I wasn't able to go attend the game. So it's going to have the first appearance in the Morgan Family Arena. We'll have to wait another time. But it's a good thing now that I didn't go to this game because the Cincinnati made a little history, getting their first Big 12 win over K-State here, despite Izzy Zuyetsky's double-double game along with Aaliyah Carter. Was not enough for K-State as Cincinnati gets the win here. And, I mean, overall, right, you didn't know how this was going to shake out with Cincinnati, obviously, with their volleyball team. They're okay. I mean, I have not honestly seen one lick of Cincinnati volleyball. But I do know K-State, so this is a little bit surprising here. Cincinnati taking the first set, 25-21. And then K-State even things up in the second set, 25-18. And Cincinnati just took over the second half of the match, winning the last two sets, 25-16 and 25-19 as well. Carter, right, continues her stellar play in the regular season to this point. So I had it on here. 17 kills, 11 digs, 19th career double-double. Soyetsky now adding her fifth double-double of the season for K-State. That is a team best, folks. 29 assists, 10 digs as well. The offense held to a .118 for K-State there. The defense forced the Wildcats 30 errors in this ballgame here. Cindy Boulding played her 34th career match for K-State with 5 or more blocks, the 9th of the season for her. And, of course, for those of you who knew the podcast, Cindy Boulding is from Pickens, South Carolina. And remember, I think it was 2 years ago now. Wow, Sydney Boulding's been on a squad for a minute. Sydney Boulding was a transfer. We got to remember that. And she's become one of the best in Big 12 conference. Jason Mansfield after the game last night, quote, "I thought Cincinnati played extremely well. We knew what they were capable of. Haven't seen some really good things on film from them offensively. I thought Zeta Washington did a great job. She's a tough player to stop. Abby Walker as well. We knew going in that those two attackers were going to be tough. I thought they played great defense. They're liberal." He's talking about Carly Swibiak had 22 digs and outdug us by 7. I think that's probably where the match was won. Our inability to slow them down offensively at times was a decisive factor. End quote there. Let's see others on the score sheet here on the Pro Project Podcast. Anya Clinton added 7 kills, 5 blocks. Shaylee Myers offered big performance on the road at West Virginia. 7 more kills, 3 blocks there as well. Look at the team statistics from this game. Kills are all leaving at 48 all, but the errors stick out. 30, I just said 30 for the Wildcats in this game last night. The Cincinnati's 19. Hitting percentage, Cincinnati, 0.204. The K-State's 118.6663, favorite Cincinnati. Assists, 45-43. Cincinnati has that, 6-5. Bearcats, 12-10. Bearcats there as well. Any attempts? K-State had more attempts in this game, 152 to 142 by 10. But again, not enough for this team as K-State, they dropped to 500 in conference play now. 2-2, 8-5 overall. Cincinnati bumps up the same record as K-State overall, 8-5, and get their first Big 12 win in conference play, 1-2 there as well. See, Mac Morris also had an ace along with Suyetsky as well. So Suyetsky continues her stellar play, 29 assists in the loss there as well. Let's see, this, and yes, last night was the first meeting on the volleyball court between these two schools, and Cincinnati made a little history off of that. K-State now at Morgan Family Arena, 3-4 on the 2023 season there as well. And we get a two-set series, I believe, now. Yep, with Baylor next up for K-State. They have to look to pick themselves back up. They have a few more days. They have a couple more days to do that on the during the first week of October. Yes, K-State Nation, my favorite month of the entire year. Maybe for the exception of April, but October by far is my favorite. October 5th through the 6th, these two teams will meet two-game series beginning on the 5th there. And these games will be seen, if you have ESPN Plus, Big 12 Now, ESPN Plus, those games will be on that. If you don't, I don't have to tell you, get it as well. You're going to get a lot of volleyball matches on there. I know basketball between men and women, there are a lot of non-con games on that channel as well. Soccer is on that right now as well. So as I'm recording this, Baylor's still holding a 2-0 lead, as in soccer terms, over K-State. Yeah, it ain't looking good, folks. I should not have said anything. Made a bold prediction. I remember that. I do remember that. So, yeah, you can make fun of me on that. But, you know, we're going to talk a whole lot more women's soccer and what they need to do to get the engine moving on the off. It's just irritating to come on here and continue to talk about K-State's woes, K-State soccer's woes, anyways, on the offensive end. K-State football back in action on Friday night down in Stillwater against Oklahoma State. Of course, K-State football coming off that legendary performance off of DJ Giddens. 4 touchdowns. Now they'll take the show on the road after a huge bye week. Stillwater, Friday night. We'll see what happens there. I will be more than likely be attending a senior night football event. So I will not, I'll tell you right now, I'll keep up with the game, but I won't be paying attention much. I'll be calling my own football game. Well, not my own football game, but another football game here in this area Friday night. So I'll do my best I can off of that. So yeah, Oklahoma State Friday night down in Stillwater. K-State will look to stay in the ranks and beaten in the Big 12 Conference. As I mentioned at the top of the podcast, yep, you're going to get a reaction of my result, my fate of Boston. That will come out late tomorrow night as well. So you got cross country as well this week as well. So K-State sports is in full gear. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Once again, find it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap things up on another postcast of the Pro Project Podcast. Volleyball, as Jason Mansfield's team couldn't get it going in the second half, apparently, against Cincinnati, as now the loss drops them to 2-2 in conference play, 8-5 overall for K-State women's volleyball. In the updated standings now, they are tied for, I believe, 6th as it stands right now for conference play anyways for Kansas State women's volleyball. That's going to do it right now. Eddie Greer the third, a.k.a. G3 for another edition. We will talk to you coming into this week. A lot more coming up on the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.
Thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you all on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats!